Move at 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Well, it's a good thing I brought my burn ointment with me, because you're way too hot to handle.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't grab his inhaler and then punt it into the parking lot instead. Tell him that you have a thing for guys who get sunburned easily, and that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he calls and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Mandy. I can tell you're a little hesitant to give me your number. I don't know if it was because we met at or if it was my sweet mustache. I don't really know. We get some negative feedback lately. I just want you to know mustaches are definitely back. Joe Jonas has one. Tom Selleck had one back in the day. Obviously, mustaches are back in town. I don't really care if you call me back. I just want you to respect the stash.
Next message.
Yeah. I like his real two strong examples.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
That's the thing about guys with mustaches, though, when they grow them out, they have to talk about them nonstop.
You have to. Absolutely. I mean, it's
just
it's
a thing.
Regal. It's cool.
Yeah.
People are doing it. Dude.
Yeah, you have to talk about it.
No.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Dan, it's Caitlin, Josie's friend. How dare you not call her? How could you do that to her? She's a great girl. You would be lucky to have her. It's guys like you that make women go crazy and do things like stuffing a potato in your tailpipe and drawing all over your car in lipstick. I mean, what's the matter with you? Loser!
Next message.
Is she laughing at the end of that?
I can't tell.
And she did those things, right? We all agree?
I'm pretty sure.
That happened?
Yeah, not sure, but she did call back again.
Oh,
next message.
Hey, Dan. It's Caitlin again. So, I didn't realize that Josie had met two Dans last week. You were super sweet, and sorry about all that on your car stuff. I wouldn't actually do that. But, you should totally call Josie back. She would really love to go out with you again.
Mm. Next message.
No thanks.
I think you need to stay out of Josie's dating life and get your own.
Yeah, probably. She may be cool, but her friend is too involved.
Yeah, it's a lot of Dans that she met, too.
Yeah, she's busy.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, Becca. It's Dan. So you seem super into me this weekend. I know I'm right. I mean, I really can't blame you. You wouldn't be the first woman who fell victim to the Dan juice.
Oh.
It's one of the most irresistible things on the planet Earth. Once ladies get the Dan juice near them, they melt like a puddle. And then I'm there to slurp them up. Hit me back if you can, all right?
Yuck. Next message.
That was not attractive.
Dan
Yuck.
Juice.
No, nobody wants the Dan juice,
yeah.
Man. No.
Except slurping. There's somebody out there who's listening who heard that, and his name is Dan, and he's going to start using the Dan juice thing.
Oh,
this
God.
Dan guy that left a message on the Loser Line has inspired a whole new thing for Dans out there.
Why is there just Dan juice lying around all over the place?
Gross.
It's Dan juice. It's what it does. Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Paul. I'm so happy that I met you this weekend. I had a really, really cool time talking with you. Hey, I remember you mentioning that you have a truck, and I was wondering if we could, maybe go on a date. A real date. But maybe on the date, if you wouldn't mind helping me pick up a few things from my old apartment, and I just need to take them to my new one. It's not me asking you to help me move or anything. It's a date. I want to go on a date. It's just, I don't know, maybe like a lifting date. It's not much stuff at all. It's not a lot. Like, it wouldn't take that long. It's just some clothes, a nightstand, my bathroom stuff, nothing crazy. Oh, okay. I'll talk to you soon. I can't wait.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a help me move date.
Yeah. There is no easy way to ask somebody.
And you know what? You should never be the one friend with the truck.
Yeah.
It is a curse.
Absolutely.
No one wants.
The sad thing is some guys would get that message and they'd be like, oh, sweet.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I'll absolutely go on a date with you and not even get that they're helping her move. Remember, you can get the special Loser Line phone number. Just text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, Desiree, it's from the other night. I really did not want to have to make this call, but I got no choice. I really felt like we hit it off. I'm sure you felt the same, but I realized I can't see you. I can't. There was some things I didn't realize about you at first, and then I found out. And the fact is, I made a promise to my mom a long time ago, and I promised I would never date anyone from Florida. And that's where you're from, so it's just a deal breaker, you know? I mean, I don't know if you know since you're from there, but, like, people from Florida have a pretty bad reputation. A lot of weird stuff that goes down there, and just the last thing my folks would want me to get involved with is a Floridian. I wish I could say anything more to you, but I can't. I just can't do it because you're from Florida.
Next message.
Right. The disdain in his voice when he said Floridian, though. Floridian.
Even she's like, well, I kind of get it.
Yeah,
I do.
She's like, but honestly, this isn't the first time someone said that.
Can you imagine that parent-son conversation? Like, son, I need to have a talk with you.
Yeah, the talk.
Remember, you can listen to The Loser Line every Monday at this time. And to get that number, just text the word loser to 78592. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.